E. Using the welfare system to encourage single-parent families. In 1965, just 5% of children were born to unmarried mothers. In that time, it was taken for granted that children grew up knowing their biological fathers. By the 2010s, however, unwed mothers accounted for 40% of births. From 1965 to 2012, the number of single-parent families in America shot from 3.3 million to 13 million. Though some fathers stayed, through cohabitation or later marriage, the majority of children born to these single mothers grew up without their fathers. Fathers serve as role models to their sons by teaching them how to be men and show their daughters what it feels like to be respected in the way women deserve. Children suffer greatly from the absence of a father. Research shows that children who grew up without fathers often suffer from low self-esteem. They are likely to skip classes and drop out of school at a rate as high as 71%. Many do drugs, join gangs, and commit crimes. 85% of jailed youths and 90% of the homeless population were raised in fatherless households. Early sexual experience, teen pregnancy, and promiscuity are common. People who grew up without their fathers are 40 times more likely to commit sex offenses compared with the rest of the population. The Brookings Institute offered three key pieces of advice for young people looking to escape poverty. Graduate from high school, get a full-time job, and wait until age 21 to marry and have children. Statistically speaking, only 2% of Americans who meet these conditions live in poverty, and 75% are considered middle class. In other words, completing education, finding employment, marrying at a suitable age, and having children in the confines of marriage is the most reliable way to become a responsible adult living a healthy, productive life. Most single mothers rely on government charity. A report published by the Heritage Foundation used detailed statistical data to show that the welfare policy so strongly advocated by feminists actually encourages the creation of single mother households, even to the point of penalizing couples from marrying since they would receive fewer benefits. The government has effectively replaced the father with welfare. Welfare policies have not helped families living in poverty. Instead, they have simply supported the ever-increasing number of single-parent families, with the children of such households themselves prone to poverty. The result is a vicious cycle of expanding reliance on state aid. This is exactly what the specter of communism aims to achieve: control over every aspect of the individual's life through high taxation and omnipresent government.